58.
Yes, indeed, it is an epic upset. The Republicans stunning the Democrats in Massachusetts, and that's where we begin here on America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney's my name. I'm the host of this show, as we're going to rock it for an entire hour here. If you want to join in the conversation, 800-259-5791. The digit's 800-259-5791. All right, here is the stunner, the shocker, I think, of the year. I mean, honestly. This was a special election. Think about Ted Kennedy and how long he had been the senator for Massachusetts. He dies. His big issue is health care reform. Now it looks like health care reform, the Democrat style, is all but dead. The Senate has a couple of decisions to make, but it's not looking good. And the reason why is because one Scott Brown was elected to fill the shoes of Ted Kennedy as the next senator from Massachusetts. It looks like a lot of independents came out and voted. The numbers were pretty big. They say, in fact, the amount of people voting in this special election, because it wasn't a general election, the best turnout they had seen in Massachusetts since 1990. That, my friends, is worth a round of applause at the top of this show, because it does say one thing, that the Democratic process and the purpose of a Democratic process can work. In Massachusetts, it did, because by all accounts, Martha Coakley, the Attorney General, should have easily bagged this seat, and she certainly didn't. Here's what Scott Brown, the newly elected senator from Massachusetts, had to say in his acceptance speech.
Tonight, the independent voice of Massachusetts has spoken. From the Berkshires to Boston, from Springfield to Cape Cod, the voters of this Commonwealth defied the odds and the experts. Tonight, the independent majority has delivered a great victory. The people of Massachusetts for electing me as your next United States Senator. And every day I hold this office, I will give all that is in me to serve you well and make you proud. And most of all, I will remember. Thank you, most of all. I will remember that while the honor is mine, this Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party, and as I said before, and you've heard it today, and you'll hear it loud and clear, this is the people's seat!
All right, now the question becomes a couple of things. What happens with health care, and also, when will the new senator be sworn in? Because now that it's gone down to the wire, of course, the result does end in him getting the seat. I think as he is sworn in, they should wait for him to get the seat before they have the health care vote. And that seems only right, isn't it? That would be fair, because if Coakley had gotten in, you can bet they would have really pushed this. If she won, they would have sworn her in immediately. Now, what the Democrats could do is they could uphold his swearing in. The Secretary of State has to follow state election law, which gives local election officials 10 days to count absentee ballots, then another 5 days to file the results. In the past, in Massachusetts, Democratic winners have been certified, sworn in within days of their election. So what do you think? Do you think they'll hold up this process or swear them in right away or wait for the 15 days. All right, since he flat out won it, it was not close. They should swear him in immediately, not have a bunch of controversy with this, and wait and have him there for the health care vote and punt and have to do something else. That's my opinion. You may have a different take on this. 800-259-5791. I mean, let's face it. What happened was the Democrats blew it. I mean, you have a Democratic mandate, a caucus, not really mandate, but a caucus, certainly on the Hill. You have a state that is extremely liberal where, as I said, you haven't had a Democratic senator since 1972, so what gives? And I think what gives is a lot of the Democrats were frustrated. I think, more importantly, a lot of the independents, who a lot of times normally will vote Democratic, decided that they had had enough of it. And most of it, I believe, when I say it, the issues, most of the issues, you could talk about unemployment and the deficit and Wall Street bailouts and all that stuff, but I think most of it had to do with health care reform. So what's the game plan now? The Dems have to reevaluate this plan. They have to go to plan B, I would assume, or they have to be talking about it behind closed doors, because of the independents and the Democratic voters who are concerned about health insurance reforms, this has to be being debated in Washington. Maybe the smart move will be made. Maybe somebody will make some sense and punt, go back to the table and work it out. We haven't had health care reform in how long? And you think of what Big Pharma's getting away with. You think of what the insurance companies are getting away with. There is a way, absolutely, to re-rack this. There is a way to do it. This is a colossal hit to the Democrats. Colossal. It breaks the party's 60-vote filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. This is the final stages of health care reform. Brown vowed, ran on it, to vote against the bill if he gets the chance, and that's the key thing. Will they delay it with the days to swear him in? Because the Democrats have discussed ways to fast-track the legislation to send it to Obama before Brown gets sworn in. Senator Jim Webb, Democrat from Virginia, says it's only fair and prudent that we suspend further votes on health care legislation until Brown is seated. Congressman Anthony Weiner, Democrat from New York, who is pushing for health care reform, in fact thinks what's being discussed misses the boat in a lot of ways. He says it also, though, might be time to take a time out on health care reform and focus on jobs. That's it. I think the smart play is to punt, get more input from doctors, get more input from people, try to make it a super bipartisan or as bipartisan as it can be, and continue the discussion and cut the crap. Again, 800-259-5791. You can also throw in your 2 cents through the email, NerikaTonight.net. Meet you on the flip side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Come away with me. Best line I heard all night. You ready for this? Hi, I'm Conan O'Brien, and I'm just 3 days away from the biggest drinking binge in history. Yeah, the war continues between Lennon and O'Brien, but Conan's going to be booted. It's just a question of what the final figure is, and Leno's going to jump back to his old slot. Kind of like politics, isn't it? It's raw. It's definitely a sizzling move. You see that happen when you're running, you're pushing, you're excited, you think you got it, and then you're cut off, and that's exactly what happened to Martha Coakley. I think she was incredibly complacent. The Democrats thought they had it. They assumed, and they did not. Instead, Scott Brown sneaks in, and he takes the election for the Republicans. It really is. It is a stunner. And now it's a question of, do they swear him in right away like they would with the Democrat? Because if you go through the history of these seats, that's what's happened in Massachusetts. It wasn't close, so not close enough for the absentee ballots, so it wouldn't change the outcome. So will he be sworn in before the 15 days they could possibly take if they wanted to? Or will they just wait and drag it out and try to hurry up a vote on health care reform in the Senate to move it further along in the Senate? We'll see. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Kate, how are you?
I'm good, man. I cannot believe this election result. Although I predicted it, I thought it, I talked to enough people about it, I'm sure most of the people listening to America Tonight thought the same thing I thought. The guy really has a chance, and he did.
Well, Kate, I'm ecstatic. But first of all, I want to apologize to all the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. For many years, I've called you slimeball liberals up there, and you know, that whole part of New England, and I guess it'll be on the main now, but I will promise I will never downgrade or talk down about people from Massachusetts. I still despise your sports teams, but that's all in good fair and competition. But what a fantastic thing, Kate. I'm laughing constantly all afternoon and evening as I was watching the results. I just was laughing, and this is why. Okay, when Ted Kennedy died, let me ask you this question. Was there any inkling in your eye or in your thought in your mind that whoever took over his seat would be a Republican? Not a chance, okay? Mm-hmm. No one would have ever thought that, okay? And so here we are 6 weeks ago, 3 weeks before Christmas, okay? And this gal is up by 25 points. The Democrats counted that chicken. They said, that chicken's hatched, that's our seat. There ain't no way in heck we're going to lose it. So what did they do? And we talked about this, Kate. I said this back when Obama got elected, okay? The one thing I got a problem with this guy most about, and it is not so much the things that he says he's going to do, whether I agree with him or disagree with him, it's when he sits there and says they will be done by this date. You've got to have that stimulus package on my date by January, whatever. You've got to have this done. And so here we were, Christmas Eve, or a couple days before Christmas, he calls all the 60 senators, Democratic senators, to the White House. What do we got to do to get this done? Make sure we get it through. Oh, Ben Nelson, we can buy your vote from Nebraska? No problem. We'll give you this, this, and this.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they did. And I was infuriated. I think I talked to you about that when I says, why? You know, I've always joked around about selling your soul to Lucifer when you go into national politics. But when you go in and the thing that really upset me, that it was a guy from Nebraska, is if you remember that Kerry guy that was a senator there before, he got knocked out of there after he sat there and voted for Bill Clinton bill, and they asked him, wait a minute, your constituents in Nebraska don't want you to vote that way. And he's like, oh, Nebraskans don't know what they're talking about. You know, I'm like, how can you sit there and say your own people that put you in office don't know what they're talking about?
Right.
So, you know, so then this Ben Nelson guy's bill, I mean, they get his vote and they do it secretively late at night, not there on daytime, not till C-SPAN can cover it. You know, and Americans are like, what kind of shady deal are these guys trying to do? But they got the Senate bill passed, and I'm thinking, okay, all right, but they've still got to get them to mix together. They've got to get both bills to come together, you know, so that could take some work to do. But, you know, once again, it was because Obama said, we have to have it done by this date. Instead of just sitting there saying, we're going to get it done,
mm-hmm.
not giving a date to it. You know, I think they got fixated with dates when they were trying to get a date to pull out of Iraq and Iran, you know, in Afghanistan or something. But in any case, though, so all of a sudden, here it comes. You got the election today. They lose a seat that they would have never dreamed of losing. Okay? And I would love to know, it would be great to know how many people from Massachusetts, and suppose I didn't realize this, that 50% of them there are consider themselves independents. Okay, how many of them were infuriated about the deal that was pulled with Ben Nelson from Nebraska and said, you know what, if they're going to sit there and point their finger, middle finger at Americans and go, hey, we can do what we want because we can buy the votes we need, you know, and that just infuriated anybody that listens to politics in America had to have been upset about it. Even I had people that I knew that are liberal Democrats that said, you know what, man, that's kind of shady, you know. When you're sitting there buying somebody's vote, where it is now, they'll go after Olympia Snow in Maine, which she's already sold her vote already back for the stimulus package back last January. But in any case, though, that's why I'm just smiling and laughing, because they counted this duckling as theirs.
They did.
And it backfired on them. And I'm just, you know, you cannot sit there, and a lot of people made this comment, you cannot just go into Congress and expect that, you know, we've got the majority, so everything we're going to do, we can do what we want, and we don't care what the American people think, you know, because we've got the majority. And I think that's the attitude that that was coming across from the Democrats, and the people of Massachusetts said nope. And you know what? It'll be interesting to see what happens towards the end of the year about that. But here's another thing I was thinking about today, Kate. You know, a couple days ago they said that the deficit last year, in Barack Obama's first year in the presidency, was almost $1.4 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's almost three times as much as George Bush ever spent in 1 year. You know, more money than what he had. And by no way, and you know this, because I've told you before, I've been infuriated the fact that Reagan, Bush, and Bush put our country $10 trillion in debt, $11 trillion in debt. Okay? But Obama's done, you know, what took Bush 3 years to do in 1 year. And the funny part about it is, Kate, we've only spent $1.2 trillion. Well, actually, we bought it from China, I believe, but
that's right.
On the war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going on, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
9 years?
8 years. 8 years going into nine.
Yeah. And they've spent in 1 year more money than the actual government has than what it's cost for the whole war. But you don't hear anybody screaming and going bananas over that. All you hear about is how much money this country's gone into debt on the war. And then they want to turn around and spend another $1 trillion on health care so that the 1 out of 6 Americans that doesn't have, or 1 out of 7 Americans, excuse me, that doesn't have health care can supposedly have health care. You know,
mm-hmm.
My last thing, Kate, I'm just shaking. You can tell I haven't been able to get any rest. This is just great stuff. You know, I think
it's great stuff too. Hey, that shows democracy can work. Yeah, absolutely. The people have spoken.
Yeah, and who would have thunk it from Massachusetts, like I said, but I just applaud those folks up there, but I'm just excited about it, we'll see what happens, we'll see what happens down the road, that buying the votes is just, you go to Congress, elected for what you are. You should be voting for what you are. You should be representing the people of your area. We'll see what happens. Hey,
we'll see what happens. We'll see if they swear them in right away or they wait for the 15 days, try to sneak in the vote. But I don't think so. I think they have to wait till he's sworn in, because that would be an even bigger blunder. I doubt it.
Well, yeah, because then Americans are like, well, you guys can't take defeat. I mean, it's just a point. I like that one congressman just came out and said, maybe we need to shelve this thing. Oh, and I knew what it was, but I was going to tell you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal, this whole thing with health care. There's a lot of aspects to it. There's, doctors' lawsuits. There's, affordable care.
Pre-existing conditions. Yeah, there's I agree with you. I know where you're going with that. That's why a lot of people need to be involved in this to get it done right.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
In Massachusetts, voting in Scott Brown. He is the senator-elect. Will he be sworn in immediately in the next couple of days, or will there be some shenanigans in Massachusetts? Because technically, she said loosely, you could wait 15 days before he's sworn in and then try to ram the bill through. I'm thinking that won't happen, and bravo to Senator Jim Webb, a Democrat, who immediately knew this was a possibility. Come on, there's been discussions about it. Immediately puts out a release saying, hey, we got to suspend votes on health care legislation until Brown is seated, until this senator-elect is in place, because you know they would have done that with Martha Coakley. You can throw in your two. You know the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, I just want to kind of rebut Dom's comment there, and no disrespect, but, you know, Reagan, he come in a lot worse financial time than what we are at now. So, you know, kind of had to make deals with the devil to do things, and he created more jobs than any other president at that time. So I think that the debt he caused may have been, but, you know, he had a Democratic Senate, Democratic Congress. Tip O'Neill was the Senate minority or majority leader at the time. Everybody likes to praise Clinton, but it was a well-balanced Congress and Senate when Clinton went in there. He had 94, the Republicans took over, and one thing about Bill Clinton, he was a decent enough politician. He knew how to sit down and work with and everybody work together, and who was Senate and Congress time learned how to work with him and get the country on the straight track, as much as I hate to say it. But
did you say that? Can we have some applause for Stu? Did you hear what Stu just said? Of all the listeners of America tonight, see you get it, Stu. You call him like you see him, and I agree with you. Clinton knew what to do, absolutely, and he worked it to his advantage.
Exactly, and I mean, in the Senate, the Congress worked it to theirs, and you know, Reagan and Tip O'Neill, they had some good things going on, and Reagan was a, you know, he came in at a time when the military was weak. Carter weakened the whole country altogether, and you had to build up the military. You know, you couldn't just sit there with an idle military. So, I mean,
yep.
You know, either way it goes. But I think this Scott Brown, man, I 4 months ago I was reading about him on the Internet. He was down so many points. He had not a snowball's chance of winning the election tonight, and that's all I heard. And then I heard Patrick Kennedy Sunday talking about Marsha Coakley, how great of friends they were for 20 years, and Marsha this and Marsha that. And he was too ignorant to realize her name was Martha. Man,
I
tell you what. I hope he don't call his wife the wrong name at night. That's all I hope for Patrick Kennedy.
Yeah, but I'm bum.
You know, it was just, I was really mad. I'm telling you something, you know, for a Kentucky boy to be listening to the radio trying to make sure that everything goes all right in Massachusetts, you know, people are like, are you an idiot? Where do you want to call it, man? That's you know, number 41. That's what we need. And I think it just shows, and Dahl was absolutely right, the Democrats, the liberals have been in there. They have been hammering through since Obama got in that we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and acted like they had no one to stop them. And they had complete control. And I think that Don's absolutely right. Their arrogance is what got them beat this time.
Yeah, absolutely. They were blinded by it. They just assumed it was a layup and didn't put anything into it.
First time a Republican went to D.C. from Massachusetts in 38 years.
I know. 1972. Think about it. Long hair and ponytails and platform shoes.
It's, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. And it's just... it's amazing, and I'm telling you, the last place they thought it was going to happen. So if guys like Evan Bayh and Blanche Lincoln, Arkansas, and Casper the Ghost out there in Nevada, Harry Reid, they don't sit back and look and think, man, we are in some deep, deep crap. They're ignorant. And it was really refreshing. It was, and you know, the sad part is Democrat, Republican, conservative, libertarian, I don't care what you want to call yourself, independent. Let me tell you something. The Democrats took the House, what, 3 years ago now?
Yep.
And they are losing the House back. They've had it 3 years, and they're already losing it.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, it just goes to show you, really, when you look at the old Democrats, JFK was actually the last Democratic president to give a tax cut. Across the board, you can look it up, Google it, JFK was the last Democratic president to give a tax cut. And when you start looking at the older Democrats, my wife's family's all strong Democrats, and God bless my wife, the Monday after we got married, she went and got her license changed and changed her political party. her family's strong. And, you know, it's like I told him. I said, I understand. I had a conversation with an 87-year-old man Saturday. I understand that because the Democrats in their time were a lot different than they are now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's a different party, yes.
Exactly. They turned so far left liberal. And so, you know, I'm glad to see this guy got it. You know, he, like I said, 4 months ago, he was down so far, they didn't think he had a snowball's chance.
And now look.
He fought back and fought back, and he proved that the underdog can do it. I don't care if you got a 10-year-old pickup with 200,000 miles, as the president made fun of him for. You know what? Just a normal guy can go in there, and he can do the same thing without the big fancy college education, which he does have college education, but without the Harvard Law degree and the millions and millions of dollars, you know, in your bank account. He shows that you can still do it as a just normal everyday Joe, and I'm glad to see that. So.
I am too. Absolutely, Stu. Well said. Thank you. Let's move on from Stu to Mark in Long Island. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Helen, really quick, I don't have a computer. Do you know about this mass shooting in Virginia? 8 people were killed. Have you heard about that?
Mass shooting in Virginia.
Yeah.
Breaking news from, no, I don't know anything about that.
Something happened.
Oh, wait. No. You're right. What happened was, it just happened that the reports have trickled out. They're hunting for the guy. 8 people, were killed and they shot down. Apparently, they've got heat. The sensors out and dogs out, and he shot 8 people to death, and they took down a police helicopter that was trying to, I guess, get him out of the woods in Virginia. So, 39-year-old guy, Chris Fite is his name.
Because I didn't know much about him. Like, you know, it sort of leads into my comments, and if you just give me a couple of minutes, and I do want to talk about the election in Massachusetts, but in I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't want to be guilty of projection here. Mark from upstate New York will know what I'm talking about when I talk about this gun show in Austin, Texas that was shut down. Alex Jones has been talking about how the ATF has come in. And the point I bring that up with this shooting, he's going to use all of these mass shootings to push his gun control. And this call is not about gun control, but it's like, just like in Massachusetts, we have Gillibrand running for election in the Senate here. Schumer's lapdog, Kirsten Gillibrand.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, I hope someone runs against her. I mean, I'd like to run for office. She should take an informal poll. Say, hey, Mark from New York, should you run for Senate? Because this is what we need, America. We need people who they think. Let me tell you, the guy in Brown, he won that seat in Massachusetts when he told the moderator that it wasn't Kennedy's seat, it wasn't a Democrat seat, it was a people's seat. That's what people have to understand. That's what the far left people that are funding, you know, this agenda on both sides have to understand. This Congress is ours. That you work for us. It's not someone's seat just because of hierarchy. It's garbage. So that's a good thing. But I just want to make sure that he just is not a vote to continue the police state or the wars. Just it doesn't have to be. We have to have a separation of the parties. I hope he stands up for the country. And if Cass Sunstein is supposed to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, I hope he votes against him if he's in the full Senate for this guy, this piece of dirt, Cass Sunstein, who I talked about last time, and I didn't say it, but I know this because we talk about everything. You know I'm informed that he was on the short list to be a Supreme Court justice. You have to stop this Stalinist agenda. And here's something before we go to break. Here's someone I think that we should appreciate helping us or not helping the American people change this election. A woman named Hannah Giles. You remember the woman that played the prostitute when they went to the Acorn scandal?
Yes.
That's what you have to thank, because people like that exposed Acorn and the theft that would have occurred had they not exposed them. So they weren't able to motivate their people. They couldn't steal this election. They couldn't buy this election.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about that today. It was my own idea. I wasn't listening to any talk shows because I can't stand them all except for yours. I'm tired of all the garbage because I just don't want to. Just a yes vote from, you know, okay, Republicans won, that's great, but we have to have a change and we have to just keep an even keel here, and I'll call you tomorrow. Thanks, baby.
Alright, I think that Mark actually made some really good points on that one. He's right, and thinking about what led to the switch, And a lot of it has to do with things that you might not have thought about. The Acorn scandals, he's right. Other things that tipped the scales toward Brown, the frustration that bubbled over in Massachusetts. This is a good thing, no matter where you sit. Stay with us.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Great Scott! Brown does it in Massachusetts. Wow. He is the new senator-elect, and he is a Republican. What an upset in a very liberal, liberal state. Riding a wave of massive voter anger, he wins a seat that was held by Ted Kennedy for almost half a century and has so many people in the Democratic Party stunned beyond belief. Arrogantly thinking, even into the weekend, that this woman was going to take the election by at least 10 to 15 points. She was ahead in the polls, 10 to 15 points. They thought the massive numbers would roll her way. The Democrats would come out in force and back up whoever they trotted out. But think again. The people in the great state of Massachusetts have spoken. I think this is a victory for democracy. We hear the frustrations. We talk about it. We come up with solutions. We've talked to lots of people about a lot of different issues across the board on America Tonight. We've been doing it for 3 years, 3 years, 3.5 years, whatever it's been. And I have never, ever felt the vibrations, the negative vibrations of so many people who are just tired of all the noise, the white noise coming out of Washington, D.C., like I have in this past year. And this is exactly what needs to happen. Fresh voices to knock off those who would assume that they should inherit the seat because of the party. And there were some calculated mistakes along the way. Martha Coakley didn't want to shake hands in the freezing cold. Didn't know who Curt Schilling was, even though he's a massive hero in Boston. You don't have to be a sports fan. That's reading the paper. That's knowing what's going on around you. You know, somebody with a little depth. It's not all about narrow tunnel vision, and she had it. There were a few other things politically that she tripped up on, and more than anything, I think healthcare reform really sealed the deal for a lot of the people who came out and voted. There were no exit polls per se, but there were some man-on-the-street interviews that I happened to catch, and through a few phone calls, what I've been able to gather, a lot of the people who voted, a lot of the people who voted for Brown, I mean, of course, Republicans, but a lot of people who voted had massive frustrations over what was going on in the country, but specifically in Massachusetts, and didn't like the direction and where they would be headed with Coakley, especially on health care reform. And, bingo, they were independents. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana, you have the floor.
Hey, Kate, I'm your requisite Democrat calling in. And I'd like to say that I knew that this woman wasn't going to win long before the election happened. She's a piss-poor Democrat candidate, in my opinion. I'm a common person. I'm not for this health care. I'm not surprised at all that people voted vote against what the Democrats are doing. They did not listen to their own constituents or anybody else over this health care thing. I am glad to hear people talk about it being a seat of the people. My only wish, and not because I'm so Democrat that I'm against anything Republican, but I wished we had a third party in, mm-hmm. and it would have been a third party candidate that won, because I am sick of all the white noise and all the BS, and there's fault on both sides of people not taking care of business. There's also good people on both sides, and I am glad that someone besides a Democrat won. And as a Democrat, you know, that's may sound awful to some people, but it doesn't sound one bit awful to me, because I'm for the right and the common good, and I believe that, you know, it's the people's house, that we should run Congress, we should hire and fire them.
I agree. It's we the people. It is. We say this all the time on this show. You vote for your representation. It's we the people. Forget the whole party thing. And what you said was interesting, because, you know, Jana, we say this all the time. That's the third party idea is looking better and better to me, because I'm sick of the same old politics as usual. We need bigger, stronger, badder, fresher voices who aren't so lobbied out, who don't owe so many favors, that aren't part of the massive political machine that things have gotten to in Washington, that we can just get down to the basics and we can have those discussions and we can have conversations, civil conversations about real issues that Americans are facing. That's the kind of people that I'd like to see get in office. Thanks, Jana.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, and Jana's right. She's a Democrat. I say this all the time. In my background, I came from a family of very, very liberal, bleeding heart liberal in some cases, Democrats who I've seen go further and further in a different direction over their own frustrations in New Jersey and in New York. Tony is listening to us in Connecticut. Hey, Tony.
Kate, is that you?
It's me.
Hey, I listen to your show all the time.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you called in.
And,
what's on your mind?
Well, nothing too much, but I had a little ditty or something to say about the Scotty Brown Rebellion.
Okay.
Well, I'm a kind of a Tea Party follower kind of guy myself, and I think he is the same. And I say here for his win tonight in the great state of Massachusetts. Is that okay?
That is okay. I mean, here.
He did win, didn't he?
He won. He won,
Amen.
Brother.
Well, that's what I've been hearing, just cross-referencing the wires, you know.
No, he won. No question about it. He won big time. He trumped her ace.
So, you figure cap and trade is dead and over?
You know what? It's funny that you bring up cap and trade, because that's obviously something that's coming up, too, that's trying to be ramrodded
through. Yeah, we really don't need that. I mean,
no.
When you plug in your electric guitar, there's just going to be some foreign entity tax you for doing that.
Yeah.
And claim they're using the money to, you know, stop, you know, global warming. So on. Right around.
Yeah, I agree. Tony, call us again.
Okay, hey. Wonderful talk to you. I swear to God, I do listen to you all the time, and I'm in Stamford, Connecticut, and we play guitars, me and my sons. I have four sons, and...
And what kind of guitar? You play electric guitars.
We play Stratocasters, and we play Telecasters.
All right, so let me ask you this question, because I'm a big music fan. Not a musician, but a big... Have a lot of friends at jam, have been to some incredible concerts and whatnot, have had the pleasure of interviewing some amazing musicians. Best Axeman, hands down.
Right, so here's the name of our group, the Clam Tacos.
Clam Tacos.
The Clam Tacos. What do you think?
I think
it's got a ring to it, doesn't it?
I think it's good. You know what you need to do? You need to send us some cuts. Send us a cut of some
music. All right. Well, we're working on that. So we're in the opening stages of the game, you know?
All right.
But thanks, Kate.
Thank you. Send us some stuff. You know what to do. Clam Tacos. That's a good name. AmericaTonight.net. Just send it to us there. Send us a clip or two. It's interesting, in talking about Axemen, to me, I'd love to have this argument, and we'll have that another night on America Tonight on a lighter note as to who is it. People always refer back to Jimi Hendrix, or is it Van Halen, or is it Eric Clapton, or somebody else in the mix. I can think of a few people that would probably make my list, but we'll do that on a different night. So even Connecticut responds to, of course, what happened in the great state of Massachusetts, that, you know, people voted for Brown and didn't vote for Martha Coakley. And there were a lot of mistakes, I think, made in her campaign. And, you know, that whole thing, I've said this before about assumption when you assume, and I believe that's what happened there. She was supposedly heavily favored. And this is a Democratic stronghold, no doubt about it. I mean, this has got to be a huge embarrassment for the White House. After Obama went to Boston on Sunday to try to help her out, but those coattails didn't do her any good, apparently, because her loss signals big political problems, I think, for the Democrats this fall when House, Senate, and gubernatorial candidates are on ballots nationwide. Ooh, it's getting interesting, folks.